4MMW, KB2HXS.
Where you been, Chandler?
Been looking for a new job.
Are you still riding the bus?
Not really, Dave. For the staffing agency, they had me thinking I was starting a new job yesterday, because I had to resign last week from my previous job. However, today, I had an interview with Liberty Primary School, and so far, I think it's going to end up working out in my favor.
It does. But miss your last two mornings on the radio.
Appreciate that, Patrick. It's nice to be loved by somebody.
Oh, but I do like you.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. I'll take that. Back today, Patrick.
I am in Cherrydale today, but I'm pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to clear out and say 7-3. But I wanted to say it's good to hear from you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, Chandler.
Patrick, 7-3 to you. Maybe I'll catch you on later down the road. KO4WWZ, I'm clear.
Hey, you, KB2HXS. KB2HXS, clear.
MW Mobile. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm here. It's in the cul-de-sac. You'll see my car. I'll see you when you get here.
2 miles away.
All right, good enough. I'll wait on you. Hurry up. KB2HXS. MW
Mobile.
KL4WZ.
4CPA Mobile. Hang on just a minute, Chandler. My camera fell off my windshield. I'll be right back.
It's a time to say.
At KB4CBA, go ahead.
How you been doing? I hadn't heard you in a while.
He missed a whole lot. I'm up here at Phil's W4NGU trying to help him get his 64 Pontiac Catalina to fire off. And we've had it running before, but can't get it to fire off for some reason. I don't know what the deal is.
And you'll have to send me some pictures and videos if you get it to run. If you find that Catalina, it sounds like a classic to me.
It was his grandmother's. It's a four-door. It's got a 389 in it. And it's in great shape. I mean, the body's real straight on it, and interior is in good shape. It just needs a little TLC, and we got it firing today. I've had it running. I got it running the first time I came up here, but I don't know. Something's going on. I think they've been messing around with it, and they got some of the spark plug wires in the wrong order, but that's easy enough to figure out, and I think that somebody's taken the distributor out and put it back in, and they put it back in wrong, but that's okay, because it doesn't have to be in there the right way. You just compensate by moving the plug wires around to where number one is, plugged in to where the rotor's pointing when number one cylinder is at top dead center. If you know anything about cars, I mean, that's just the way it is. It doesn't have to, the distributor doesn't have to go in any particular way. You can maneuver the wires around, because it's was in a circle, and the rotor was turning counterclockwise. That's something important that you need to know. And anyway, he's in Boiling Springs. I'm headed back to Taylor's.
Well, I hope you guys
have
some good luck doing that, because I think that'd be a pretty cool little project there. Sounds like it's already a pretty cool project.
If we get this thing running, and it's going to need a lot. It's got the old gas in it. You can smell it, and I'm sure everything's gummed up in it. I'm sure the carburetor's going to be rebuilt. We may even have to replace the fuel lines. I'm sure the fuel tank, I think we already know the fuel tank's got to be replaced. And just stuff like that. I mean, it's been sitting for 20 years, and you just can't let a car sit like that. I mean, this car's got points in it, so, whoever drove it, I guess his grandmother, she put the 10% ethanol gas in it, so that gas sits there and it turns into a gelatin after a while, and it smells like paint thinner. And when you smell that smell, you know exactly what's going on.
I'm just gonna go ahead and be honest. I've always heard that you should technically run the non-ethanol gas in the older cars.
I think the cars actually ran off of leaded gas, and they make an additive for the engine because the lead, I think, actually had something to do with the lubrication. I don't understand all that, but anyway. Because we're not going to rebuild the engine unless it just absolutely needs to be rebuilt. But he wants to make it a daily driver.
Yeah, Blaine, I would too.
It's a neat car. It would be a little cooler if it was a two door, but. But anyway, and that little 389, it's probably putting out about 135 horsepower or something like that. It's not real, it's not like a hot rod or anything. But there's a lot. I mean, we're gonna have to go through. We'll have to change everything on it, like brake hoses, brakes. Master cylinder, play cylinders, maybe even the brake lines themselves. It doesn't have power brakes. As big as it is, I told him, I said, you definitely want power brakes. I said, you'll be standing on the brake pedal trying to get that thing to stop. I can't imagine driving that big old thing and not having power brakes. But they make a conversion thing for it. And it's going to need all the stuff like, a new water pump, all the hoses and belts have to be replaced. I mean, there's just so much that you have to do. The tires. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
Very detailed, I guarantee it.
Yes. But he wants to get it running before we do anything else, and once we're satisfied it's going to run and drive, then he's going to start spending some money on it. So, but anyway. Oh, man. That's a beautiful day out here, I tell you. 76 degrees. I'm booking it down 85 here, southbound from Boiling Springs. I can't remember if I go through. I think I go through some construction here somewhere or another.
Southbound. Oof. That's rough this time of day.
It's not Friday and it's not 5 o'clock, so. Oh, man. Traffic actually right now is rather moderate to light where I'm at. And got a big old mobile home up here taking up two lanes, but that's not a problem. I can get around him. But I woke up late, and I was supposed to be there at 9 o'clock. I woke up at 8:45 in Taylor's, and it's about 45 minutes or so from there to Boiling Springs, and I just went, oh, man. And so I flew coming up 85, and I driving so fast, I went right by the exit. I went 13 miles past the exit. And had to turn around, so I drove 26 miles, there and back to get back to the exit I needed to get back to.
And that's a lot of driving. I was mad. I kind of like just getting in my car and just muddling around.
I'd like to be out on the tennis court. Of course, I am playing tonight at 6 o'clock, so that'll be good. We've got a doubles match set up. So I don't know. The wife may have something for me to do when I get home. Who knows?
It's a honeydew list.
No. Your day's coming. That's all I can say. Oh, me. I've been married 42 years, so, somebody said something about, you think y'all gonna stay together? I said, yeah. I said, I got too much time invested in this marriage to bail out now.
That's a good way to be. Loyalty is a good quality.
The vows were for better, for worse, rich or poor, sickness and health, till death do us part. They asked Billy Graham's wife one time, Ruth Graham, they asked her if she ever thought about divorce, and she said, no, but I thought about murder.
Dave, you got me laughing in the car right now.
There's more than one way to skin a cat, so. Oh, of course, she was kidding, but, I imagine, any two people that live together, as long as they did, they had to have a few disagreements. Anybody that says they didn't is lying.
Arguments and stuff. I've learned from watching my mom and my stepdad. It's just part of marriage, unfortunately. But, if you argue, it means you love each other, supposedly. Say, anyone who just heard you say that just a minute ago was probably laughing just like I was.
Playing for the rest of the day.
Well, right now, I'm switching jobs, and today I had an interview, and I think it went really, really good. The guy said he'd call me back tomorrow. He's going to make some phone calls and see if he can get me a start date. If that works out, which I'm crossing my fingers and praying and all that, I'm going to be set a full-time job, and I will be very, very happy.
I hope you did it, and hope that works out for you. I can remember my first, my actual first real full-time job. I was still single, but I worked at a builder's supply. It doesn't exist anymore. It was a business, and Roscoe Supply was right behind the old Shriners Hospital there on Rutherford Road. It's Summit Church now.
Wow. Yeah, I know what the old Shriners Hospital is. From what I hear, it's own folks home now.
It is, and in fact, I've gone over there, and my dad and I used to meet over there, and I'd take my guitar, and we'd sing, have them gather in the activity room, and we would sing some hymns with them, and we did that for about 30 minutes or so, and they seemed to enjoy that, and the workers there were real appreciative of us, you know, volunteering our time. But yeah, I mean, I was still working then, but you know, I had time to do that. I had days off, and I wasn't doing that. I was usually working on cars.
I'm designated Dave, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. I'll be back later, Dave. More Dave, WZ, clear.
Chandler, you have a good one. KF4WWZ, KB4CBA, mobile listening.